talk, first of all, about this program, the Highway and Motor Carrier Security Division. Who is eligible to enter this program and become trained?
Amy, thank you very much. Certainly want to thank both you and Tom. But actually, everyone is eligible to be trained in the Office of Highway and Motor Carrier. We have a responsibility for transportation security, which means for us, those are the truck drivers, bus drivers, school bus operators, and highway professionals, other highway professionals. But recently, we've ventured out into other areas where we've included the parking professionals, members of the NFL, Major League Baseball, and other professional sports teams.
And what kind of results have you gotten? I mean, have some substantial reports come from any of these sectors?
Well, we've gotten tremendous results. Every day, the First Observer program receive many calls from those individuals that's been trained in the First Observer program. As mentioned at the onset of the show, we train individuals to observe, assess, and report suspicious activities. This reporting, it gives us an opportunity to connect the dots long before incidents get an opportunity to materialize. Most recently, in February of this year, we had an individual to board a bus down in Richmond, Virginia, and announced a hijacking. And the information that we received from the driver is through the training that she had received from First Observer, it allowed her to bring that incident to a successful conclusion without injury or harm to the 50-some passengers that she had aboard her bus.
So let me understand the training then. It not only helps you find or look for and identify suspicious activity, because if somebody announces a hijacking on a bus, you're way past the suspicious part. But then you can handle the situation if you need to, if it happens within your vicinity.
Absolutely. Certainly there are other incidents, and one that comes to mind, although the T-shirt vendor in Times Square a few months ago was not First Observer trained. But it's that type of alertness and that type of action that we're looking for. I think that it's a great response by the T-shirt vendor in Times Square that he saw something that just did not look right. It was out of place, and he decided to take action by reporting it to law enforcement. And it's that type of reaction that we are looking for from the citizens in which we serve. The people are our greatest resources, and it's through information that we receive from the ordinary citizen will assist us in preventing another 9/11 style type attack.
We're speaking with Bill Arrington, General Manager of TSA's Highway and Motor Carrier Security Division. Now, you have a special call center for the 60,000 people you've trained to call into. And is that something that the public cannot call, but only those 60,000 trainees? And how does that all work?
No, absolutely not, Tom. We will receive calls from anyone. And, of course, that number is 1-888-217-5902. That's 888-217-5902. That's the nationwide number for the First Observer program. The information that we receive from the public, that information is taken. It's passed on to an intelligence analyst. It's processed, and it's pushed out to our fusion center somewhere throughout the nation, wherever deemed appropriate. But the beauty about this program is that if we've got a vehicle that was observed in Washington, D.C., and then 2 days later in Miami, Florida, and then at other locations throughout the nation, it gives us an opportunity to put together the puzzle before a plot gets an opportunity to materialize.
Now, you are a former officer of the state police in Maryland, and in your experience as a police officer, as a state trooper, how accurate and how verifiable are the average person's observations from your experience?
Well, you're right, Tom. I spent 28 years with the Maryland State Police before retiring in 2002. and joining the Transportation Security Administration at that time. Initially on the aviation side of the house, but for the last 5 years on the surface transportation side. And the information, as we learned in law enforcement, we rely upon reports from the citizens in which we serve every day. Certainly, law enforcement could not be everywhere all the time, but the bottom line is that we relied upon those citizens to report information. And oftentimes that information, sometimes it was not what we believed it to be, or at least what they believed it to be, but oftentimes it could prove to be a crucial piece of information that allowed us to put together pieces in criminal acts. I oftentimes think of the sniper incident that plagued our area for about a month. And I was just making a transition at that time from the state police into the federal government. And it was a truck driver out on Interstate 70 there in Maryland that saw this vehicle, and he didn't choose to keep going. He made that phone call to law enforcement that allowed law enforcement to bring that incident to a successful conclusion without further citizens in the area being injured.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask about your reaction to finding out that you are a SAMMES finalist for the work that you've been doing with the Highway and Motor Carrier Security Division. What was your first reaction when you heard the news?
Well, actually, I was shocked. I've got to be honest with you. I was not aware that I'd even been nominated. I was nominated by my staff. I was extremely humbled by the nomination and extremely flattered. But more importantly, I was proud to represent the Transportation Security Administration, because we've done an awful lot of things in trying to make our transportation systems a lot safer and secure.